Because you're
welcome
pissed.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I hope you enjoyed that little snippet of Rain's beautiful, immaculate voice. But we have another edition of the Weekly Pick'em. We're going to call it the Bi-Weekly Pick'em because we didn't do it last week due to Thanksgiving break. We were going to record on Tuesday, but we said to heck with it, and we just forgot to. But hey, there were some good games last week. Maryville got upset, thank the Lord. Oak Ridge beat South Doyle, thank the heavens. But we have 9 state title games. That's 3 private schools, and there are 6 public school games, 1A through 6A. The games actually start today. We are recording this Thursday at 10:44 in the morning, just so that way you know that when this airs on Friday, we don't know the outcomes of the Thursday game. So we are recording this Thursday morning. Moving right along, the first game, and I believe this is the 1A, Division II 1A game, Lipscomb Academy versus Christ Presbyterian Academy, CPA, as they are referred to. Lipscomb Academy is 11-2 overall, CPA 10-1. CPA's only loss came to Lipscomb Academy earlier on in the year, I think by 4 or 5 points, I'm not entirely sure, but Trent Dilfer has his Mustangs over at Lipscomb Academy, ready for their first state title, I believe since 2007, I'm going to say. So they are hungry for a state title, and this is only his second year. Trent Dilfer, he's former Super Bowl champion. He's got his Mustangs ready to go. Jackson, excuse me. What am I doing?
Yeah, what
excuse
are you
me.
The results.
Set what
the
are you doing?
What is on the line? So I'm out of it. I'm 75-45. There's absolutely no way I can catch up. Jackson is 85-35. Rain is 86-34. Yes, you heard me right. Rain has somehow, some way, holding a 1-game lead over Jackson. So that's what I'm just picking for fun. I may as well pick the refs in this one, or the Dragons. I don't even know. So it's Rain and Jackson here. Jackson, Lipscomb Academy, Christ Presbyterian Academy. Who do we have?
Ooh. I knew who I wanted.
He's picked.
Rain, I have all my picks already done.
Rain has picked all of his picks on paper.
It's on paper.
So he's ready.
Simon,
give me Lipscomb Academy.
Lipscomb. Okay.
Lipscomb.
Rain, Lipscomb, or CPA. I already know who it is, but let the listeners know.
Lipscomb.
I'm going to take Lipscomb Academy as well, just because they beat Christ Presbyterian Academy in the regular season. I don't think that CPA has enough to overpower Trent Dilfer. I just feel like he brings a swagger. I mean, he's a Super Bowl champion. He knows what he's doing, and I think his players really want to play for him, and they really want to bring him a state title. So give me the Mustangs in this one. University School of Jackson take on Davidson Academy. Davidson Academy, I believe, they are undefeated at 12-0. They were last year's state champion. I believe they were the year before state champion, so I think they're going for 3 in a row, if not 4 in a row. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know that my research is not very good, but University School of Jackson trying to pull the upset of the Davidson Academy. I believe they're the Wildcats. I'm not entirely sure. My research has gone to crap here at the last pick 'em. But USJ or Davidson Academy, Rain.
Davidson.
David.
Steph Curry.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Davidson. Okay, there we go. Jackson.
Yeah, give me Davidson.
Oh, okay. Look who's copying.
Because
if I do recall what we did, so before, Rain said that he was going to copy everything that I said.
But I've gone back and forth. You started it first. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to go you.
And I've already made mine, though, so I can't change from what I already have.
Right.
I already know who I'm getting this one.
Yes. He's going to pick McCauley. McCauley versus Memphis University School. Jackson's going McCauley, the defending state champions. Rain, do you have McCauley as well?
No. Memphis.
Ooh. Here we go. Okay. Sorry. I'm writing it down. Jackson with McCauley, the Blue Tornado. I'm going to go with McCauley as well. But Rain, every time it's me and Jackson with somebody, Rain picks somebody else. Like, I'm pretty sure we picked, like, Powell or whatever, and you picked Oak Ridge or something. I don't even know. No, we picked West, and he picked Oak Ridge. I don't know how he gets that right. But Memphis University School trying to pull the upset off of McCauley. It's going to be a good one. The Owls versus the Blue Tornado. This is the first disagreement. I mean, through 3 games, we've already had 1 disagreement. That wraps up the private school division.
Private school.
Moving on to the Friday slate games. This game will happen Friday at noon Eastern time. Alcoa versus not Milan, but Milan. The Milan Bulldogs versus the Alcoa Tornadoes. This is Alcoa's 8th straight trip to the state title game. Yes, 8 in a row. I believe they're going for 5 or 6 in a row. I have no clue. I've lost count at this point. Alcoa versus Milan. Can Milan pull off the miracle and upset the Tornadoes? Rain.
I chose Alcoa.
Good pick. That was very smart. Jack, Alcoa.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm picking Alcoa as well. Milan, congrats. I mean, you knock off Procon in the semifinals. Everybody thought Procon was going to have their rematch date with Alcoa. You knock Procon off, but congratulations. You get to play Alcoa. They win their 5th or 6th or 7th in a row. I don't even know how many, but it's going to – I wouldn't be surprised if they win 10 in a row. It's ridiculous. Moving on to 1A, South Pittsburgh versus Fayetteville. South Pittsburgh, I believe their only loss was to undefeated 2A powerhouse Meigs County. So South Pittsburgh is 13-1. Fayetteville is 12-2. I believe that this game will be South Pittsburgh's first state title, and I want to say in over 5 or 6 years. They've won one this decade, it's 2020. What am I even talking about? But they won one last decade. I believe that's 7 or 8 years ago, the last time they won a state title. The South Pittsburgh Pirates, they have a very good football team. They could compete with anybody, obviously, except for the 6A powers, but they could beat anybody 1 through 5A, in my personal opinion. So for that reason alone, I'm going to pick South Pittsburgh. Jackson, who do you have in this one, bud?
Well, I'm trying to think. I don't really know that much about either of them, but just give me South Pitt on this one.
Rain, our second disagreement.
Fayetteville.
Wow.
I
mean, I think this one, I don't know. I'm acting like I know a lot about South Pittsburgh. I just know they're really good. I have not a clue about what Fayetteville has, who Fayetteville has. It could go either way.
They got me.
They got Rain. That's his second disagreement. This could be huge because if Jack gets both of these right, he now has a 1-game lead. Here we go. Oak Ridge versus Summit.
Oak Ridge versus Summit.
Who did I pick last time? Who said first last time?
You. Oh.
Hey, okay, you go first this time. You go first.
Summit.
Summit. Jackson, this was probably the toughest one.
Yeah.
Oak Ridge is an area team. Summit's been there before.
Right.
This is going to be a close game.
Jack. Give me Oak Ridge.
Dude, chill out. I want everything in my power wants to pick Oak Ridge. I
mean, literally.
I mean, I know some of those guys. I love some of those guys that play over there. Joe Gattis, I love the way he coaches, but they haven't been there since 2005. That's 15 years.
Summit.
And they're hungry from last year. They got absolutely just murdered by Central 30-7 last year. They want revenge, and I think that they get it against Oak Ridge. That's the third disagreement. My goodness, dude. This is – oh, my gosh. Okay. So there's really only one game that I feel like could go either way. Elizabethan versus Haywood. Haywood was in this state title game our sophomore year. They lost to Greenville. They actually were up on Greenville 14-0 before losing 42-14. Greenville was a very good football team. Haywood's never won a state title, but they've been in the semifinals, and they've been in the state finals before. Elizabethan currently riding a 29-game winning streak, looking to make it 2 perfect 15-0 seasons back-to-back. They won it last year against Springfield. Can they do it again?
Elizabethan.
Jack?
Elizabethan?
Yep. Lizzie.
Elizabethan.
Yeah,
Lizzie.
I think that's a good pick.
Lizzie McGuire.
I'm going to go Eliza as well. Haywood, Tomcats, congrats for being there. I'm not sure who you upset. I believe you upset, it wasn't Tullahoma. It may have been Springfield as well. I have no clue. But congrats for making it to the state finals, but I don't think you win this one. I think Elizabethan, with their crowd, whoever they bring. I mean, I remember last year, the first time they've been there in forever, the first time they won it ever, they absolutely just dominated the stands. It was all orange and black. So give me the Cyclones, not the Tornado. Excuse me, that's McCauley. Moving on to 2A, Meigs County, 14-0 versus Peabody, 13-0. Peabody is back-to-back defending state champions. Peabody beat Meigs County 27-16 last year after being down 16-7. They rally and score 20 unanswered to beat Meigs County 27-16 in last year's 2A state championship game. The Peabody Golden Tide, like I said, are going for their third straight gold ball. Meigs County wants their first ever gold ball. Meigs County is going to have their entire town come to this game just like they did last year. Can Meigs County get their revenge story, as Jackson likes to say, against the Peabody Golden Tide, Jackson?
I don't really. We've called Meigs a lot.
Yes. Peabody's really good.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go Peabody.
Peabody, Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Yep.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, Peabody and Sherman.
Oh, my God. Rain, I forgot who you picked in this one.
Megs.
Oh, shoot. That's four. That's four, dude. That's
four.
That's four.
This might be five. Here, a second.
You're kidding. You're kidding me. Okay, anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. All right. So, I'm going to go Meigs County as well, even though it's absolutely irrelevant, but I want Meigs County to win their first ever state title.
Peabody, you know how hard it is to three-peat.
It's very hard. It's very hard. Fulton did it 2012, 13 and 14, but I mean I'd say the first one is the hardest. And I think the third one, I mean they're all hard. I'm not going to say that one is easier than the other, but after you won two, it's a little bit easier to get maybe a big head. Going into this game, maybe, we beat them last year, but it wasn't like they blew them out, so I think it's going to be a close game, but Meigs County is going to be hungry. Give me the Tigers on that one. Oakland absolutely pummeled Maryville. Yes, Maryville, 49-7. Yes, 49-7 against Maryville last week in the semifinals. 49-7 against Maryville. I'm sorry.
Against Maryville?
I've never heard that score against Maryville, but yeah, 49-7. I mean, a couple years ago they lost 38-0 against Oakland. So Oakland, it kind of just alternates between Oakland and Maryville. The past like 7 years, I think they've won the past seven gold balls in 6A. Oakland versus Brentwood. Oakland beat Brentwood, I think 38-0, 35-0 earlier in the season. Brentwood is just happy to be here. They beat Bartlett last week. In a rather close game, I think it was a two score game. Oakland wins this one by 30, I think. But Rain, who do we have?
I chose Oakland.
Oakland. Faithful to the Bay.
Oakland.
Yes, sir. Steph, Davidson, Oakland. Everything in it.
There we go. That was our final game of this pick'em. Rain,
yeah.
We appreciate you being on this pick'em this year.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I don't know. This is getting on what? Four games. So we got Meigs, Peabody, Oak Ridge, Summit, South Pittsburgh, Fayetteville, and McCauley and Memphis University School. I mean, if you get three and he gets one, you win by two. Even if y'all go two, you still win.
Yeah.
If you get three, you get one. I mean, you still win by.
Oh, yeah, is it even? How many do we disagree on?
Four.
So I could be right on two. Yeah, there's a lot of ways it could happen.
But if you get one and he, I don't know. But even if you tie, you split two ways, you still win. So that's gonna be interesting to see. We disagreed on one. The games that will happen tonight, McCauley, Memphis University School. That's the nightcap, so we'll both be able to watch that, and we'll see if Memphis University School can pull off the upset. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going on 13 minutes here. This is our last pick'em of our high school careers. We thank you for enduring this with us. There's plenty of times where I know that you've tuned your radio station to Hot 104.5 or Star 102.1 just to say we don't want to listen to those guys anymore, but we appreciate you if you stuck
they
with us.
They appreciate the throughout. Takes.
Yes.
We're like Max Kellerman.
Well,
yes.
I got something to say. So this whole journey deal started with me my sophomore year. When Corbin handed
it's all
me
because
the,
of him.
Yeah, Corbin handed me the pregame torch, I guess, whatever.
I took the torch from you guys.
And then, you know.
With force.
I had one interview with Tommy.
If he wins, I'm going to be.
Who, me?
No,
Frank. Oh, yeah, Frank, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I took the torch and, you know, I had one interview with Tommy and then Tommy really liked it and then we kind of stuck with it and then Rain started coming in with us and. You know, this thing, it's been a fun ride, and it's kind of crazy and surreal to believe that this is the last one. You know, we still got basketball season, but we don't do a pregame for basketball. You know, this is something you look forward to every day. You come out here, and it's, you know, like, it's a blessing to be able to do this every single day. Well, we don't do it every day, but we think about it every day, every Thursday, except for today. Today's Tuesday, but, or no.
Today is Thursday.
I don't know where your head's at.
Hey, buddy.
Did I get y'all?
He's stuck.
Good. In. Yep, I got
stuck
y'all.
Stuck in earlier in the
week. But yeah, you know, it's just a blessing. Tommy, man, thanks, buddy.
It's been a blessing.
It's been fun, bud, since, what, junior year last year, me and you have been doing it. Started on it 2 years.
AE or Central.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 2 years. You know, that's crazy. And then Rain, buddy, thanks for coming on, homie. I mean, you have some of the weirdest pick-ems I've ever had in three years that I've done this.
He's killing it.
But you're absolutely killing it right now. And if you beat me, I'm going to literally lose my mind.
I have my own magic.
I know you do.
It doesn't make sense.
But I just wanted to say.
No sense at all.
Y'all are family. And thanks,
WKCS gang.
Yep, the WKCS. Actually, the Early Bird Morning Show gang Early right
Bo.
Here.
Early Bo.
Squad. But yeah, I just want to say thanks.
EBMS.
Love y'all. Peace out.
Rain.
EBMS. Any final words? Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Anyone remember that? I love you.
Anyway, I don't remember that.
Peanut butter and jealous. You don't remember whenever it was one of the episodes I kept saying jelly.
Yes.
Jelly.
I don't remember that, though. But I wish I did, because that's actually pretty funny. But anyway, Rain, Jackson, they disagreed on four games. I'm inevitably getting pie in the face.
You disagreed on winning.
I disagreed on winning.
Me and Jackson at least tried.
Yeah, so I'm going to get pie in the face at some point. We didn't do that last year, but we're definitely going to do it this year, I promise. But with that being said,
hey, we're going to send it off. Zeke.
We're going to, yeah, Zeke.
Shout out Zeke. He came for a couple weeks.
For the last, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks in a row, Zeke. Thank you. Mr. Mace, thank you for letting this be possible.
Thanks, Mace.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to send it off with the Falcon Radio.
With the Falcon jingle.
With the Falcon Radio jingle.
You ready?
Here we go.
You ready, Ryan?
Yeah.
91.1 FM Falcon Radio.
Thank you. We love you.